Is there a second to?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Goodwin was seconded by Commissioner Church, and the motion is to recommend to the Board of Commissioners that the applicant's request to rezone from forest to RR5. Recommend approval. And change the comprehensive plan map of Josephine County.
Yeah, from forest to residential.
Okay.
All right, any further discussion? Okay. Ms. Ingles, will you call the roll?
Commissioner Church?
Yes.
Commissioner Ratner?
Yes.
Commissioner Glenn?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissell?
Yes.
Okay. That concludes that part of the agenda. We'll move on to matters from the Planning Commission. So, I don't believe we have any. Four, comments from the public, items not on agenda. Yeah, that's going to happen. Okay. Seeing none. Now we have the Planning Director's Report and County Commissioner Simon Hare is going to introduce this gentleman to us.
Simon Hare, Josephine County Commissioner, Chairman of the Board of Liaisons of the Planning Department and the Planning Commission. Appreciate your guys' time. I think what people really need to start with is understanding that this body before us today is comprised of people who are volunteers, who are veterans from the community, who have volunteered their time for a duration of 4 years to give back and review these processes. It's not easy. You haven't gone to school for these kind of things. It can be cumbersome, a little challenging to get through. But I really want to commend you on the findings of facts. That's the most important thing that your body does, is you really vet all of the issues that are presented and apply them to the criteria that you've been requested to review. And I think you did a very good job of that. I will see this issue here in the next couple of months, I'm sure, and look forward to reviewing and applying my own perspective to this important issue. At the same time, we'll move on at the end of the hour to the issues that the Planning Department are facing right now. Great staff, but we're down. We are currently, historically, at 4.6 FTE, and we are down to we don't have near as much use. I'm certainly not have a planning director who's also in that position. We're currently seeking applications on both. We'll be reviewing those this week and setting up interviews. But in the meantime, I'd like to Congress comes together and part of the office also along with the and so I think he's prepared maybe a couple of notes that he'd like to talk about. He will be running point on four or five different big issues that Josephine County is working through with our planning program, least of which is an MPO and urban growth boundary expansion, a regional pilot project with the Executive Order 1207, and there's at least two other LVAC recommendations, planning commission hearings, staff and stuff. There's a number of different issues. And we will honor the next couple of months. Hopefully we'll get a replacement for this director here in the short term. But appreciate everybody having involved in the patients and the meetings.
Thank you, Commissioner Hare.
Thank you. I actually am coming home a little bit and being here. I left Josephine County Planning 26 years ago. I was there for 10 years from 1977. So I have a few years even on Bob. When it comes to planning, he came to our office after I was already there. But I went from here 10 years in Jackson County, and then I've been 16 years with the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. And one of my roles has been primarily to work with smaller communities, on maybe 10, 15 hours a month. Lately, last month, I did about half-time nearly for the city of Jacksonville, which is a whole other world. And then this feels a bit more like coming home. But as you said, I'll be here about 20 hours a week. We do have the applications under review right now for the Planner 1. We're hoping to be able to call in for interviews within a week. I've been having the staff help me look at those. It's a couple that look promising. It's a tough one to fill because it's part-time. And finding somebody who has all the skills who's willing to work just part-time would probably be a challenge. And then I understand there's been about 6 applicants who have come forward with requests for consideration for planning director. That's an open until filled category. My contract with the county right now is for up to 3 months. So we're hoping that we'll have a permanent position filled for them. But it's a pleasure to serve. It's always fun to come home. But they always say you can't go home again. So things are much different now than they were when I was here. But it's good to be back. And I really like the short commute. I live in Josephine County. I'm actually one of your native sons. There's very few of us that think about that actually grew up in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
I do admit it sometimes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have other matters.
When this agenda was set a number of weeks, a couple months ago, former Director Whitmer and I had discussed some things that we wanted to review, that I wanted to review with the Planning Commission. In light of the hour, I think I'm going to put those on the back burner on the table for future meeting, but we have an opportunity to do a more casual, awake mode, and I think that'd be appropriate. But I do again want to appreciate what you guys do.
I want to. Perhaps in the future we can have a workshop where you can share the points with us. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're saying that state law trumps this?
That is correct.
Okay.
State law.
All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate the benefit of your experience.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no other issues to deal with, we'll adjourn.